Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Reuters and the government are preparing the public for deaths and neurological disorders. Their own internal documents admit that the flu shot is linked to this, the flu vaccine. So they're spinning it, saying, get ready for our millions of deaths, but it's not going to be vaccine related. They're brainwashing the doctors and medical workers to go along with this. I want to talk to military. I want to talk to police, medical workers who can confirm the reports we're getting about them preparing mass graves. That's been confirmed, but I want to hear it directly from the police and military. Quarantines, checkpoints, you name it. William in Delaware attended flu conference. William, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I went down to that swine flu conference, and something I noticed was interesting was that Frank D. Palela was running the mass casualty breakout session, and he was also the one, I think, that was in charge of taking care of the bodies after 9/11. And he's also the guy that lost that computer. I think it was 2005 or 2007.
Refresh my memory. What was the computer?
The computer with images of 9/11 victims. He was parked down on Church Street when his SUV was broken into. And a computer was stolen. It just looks like it's all the same players. And I just sent a scanned copy to you guys over your I've sent one to Paul Hartman. I'm going to send more. You tell me where to send this stuff. I can send it to you, but it's got a picture, the name, and all the background of each individual person and what breakout session, business continuity planning, the mass casualty management, pandemic showstoppers, what leads to success. I mean, it's a 28-page program that I was able to get out of the Hyatt Regency down there in D.C.
And now, we had the cover sheet about taking people's kids out of the schools and forcibly inoculating them. You're saying you have the actual program document out of that key conference in D.C. Let's get that to Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson right now. Yeah, Hartman will forward that to Watson and Kurt, but Kurt at InfoWars.com is a good place to CC it as well. Give us more intel of what you saw in the meeting.
I didn't last very long. I was down there trying to, I registered the day before to try to get down there and take some notes. The woman spoke broken English over the phone. I was trying to tell her that I'm down there, you know, as just a freelance reporter. I got down in the basement of the place and got kicked out by a woman in a burqa saying that no media was allowed. I met with Reuters out front, and they weren't allowed in any of the breakout sessions. There were state and local officials. All of this conference that was $3,000 a head, and no media was allowed in.
And the federal government has cited that meeting as one of the key planning meetings for what's being planned, but they wouldn't let the media in. I remember seeing that. But you went and got the internal intel. God bless you. We're going to get this report out right now. Hartman, did you see him? Did you get his email? Okay, well, just send it to Reuters at InfoWars. Send it to Rob D. at InfoWars. Send it to Kurt so we have copies of it, and we will get your scan up. Can you write like a one-page boil down of what you witnessed there and what you saw?
Well, I actually had a hidden video. It's posted on YouTube. Just YouTube search Swine Flu Conference in D.C., and you'll see me getting kicked out by this woman and me actually attaining this this program.
Okay, Swine Flu Conference D.C. is the name of the YouTube video. We will get that in Paul Watson's report right now. Anything else you can tell us, William?
No, just thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for everything you guys do, Alex. And I'd like to be able to keep the lines of communication open.
Stay there.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to try to not put in my two cents. I'm just going to ask questions. And then I'm going to recap, coming up later in the hour, the big picture of what's happening with this flu, how it's being used as the cover for a complete takeover. Now, things are not going good for the globalists. People are not receptive to their forced inoculation, their quarantines, their lockdowns of cities, their mass grave preparations. But that is confirmed to be going on. And it's now being confirmed in the mainstream media, and they're beginning to spin it and acclimate it and try to sell it in a non-threatening way. And so I'm going to spend the whole show today on this. Going back to William, and then I'm going to open the phones up to police, military, first responders, people that have been to flu conferences, specifically on plans for martial law. Then I'm going to play several interviews, one with a police officer at a public event in Texas, and another with a member of the military who's working with local police in California. And we know the Army and Marines are working with CHIPS for checkpoints, claiming it was for DWIs, which is totally illegal. So we know they're using that as a cover story. So, see, I have all this other backstory intel, and then we have the Boston Globe saying they're getting ready to have certain areas and keep maps of who's been vaccinated where and what house. So this doesn't look good. William, in a nutshell, why did you go to the big flu conference? Why are you doing this, and what do you think's really behind all this?
Well, let me tell you, Alex, I know these globalists are eugenicists. You're the one who woke me up. I went off on my own and did my own research, and everything you say I was able to back up through, you know, government-based websites and whatnot. I've got two little girls here, you know, and I just am scared to death for their future. What I'm trying to do is put a team together here in Delaware that we can go down to Washington on a regular basis with hidden cameras, open cameras, and get these, our so-called representatives on video, on tape, trying to get them to explain to us what it is they're doing, what it is they're planning. We know what they're doing. We just need to get it on tape. And if anybody in Delaware or the surrounding area, go to Facebook, We Are Change Delaware, and drop me a line. I suggest this all across the country. You've got to get together. You've got to pick up your cameras, because right now it is the information war, and the cameras are the only way to pierce their veil.
Brendan, we've got your number. We're going to stay in contact. We've got your documents. We're going to get them up in Paul Watson's article. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
Now, for years, people have asked me, what is the solution to fight the New World Order? States' rights, being informed, saying no to tyranny, demanding national sovereignty be restored, not eroded. But I've also said, go to city meetings, go to state meetings, go to committee meetings, go to city council meetings, go to county commissioner meetings, go to school board meetings. Government is so corrupt, and different city organizations and poverty pimp organizations are so corrupt that you walk into almost any meeting and you say, I've got drugs, I've got hookers, most of them will instantly say, great, I've got cocaine to sell you, and pull it out of their desk. How many times have I told you? You follow a corrupt judge, don't do anything illegal, follow them, surveil them. If it's a corrupt judge taking people's kids without due process, they're guaranteed to be on drugs or child molesters or doing something illegal. These people are criminals. And look at what the folks did to Acorn. Every office they went into, I got 12-year-old sex slaves. I want to launder money. I want to cheat on my taxes. Great, we'll take care of you. I'm telling you, this thing is so rotten. How many times have I told you? You go attack any area of the New World Order and attack it with cameras peacefully. You will. You scratch the skin anywhere, pus will just spew out. And we will just continue to discredit these criminals and expose these criminals. I'm telling you, you got corrupt cops doing illegal things in your town? You start following them around when they're off duty, they're going to be doing illegal stuff. And you just put it on YouTube, and their life is over politically. You use the truth, you use the law to burn them down politically. We're not playing games. We don't have long. They're going to shut the web down the next 2 years on their current timeline. We're going to fight that as well. But look, we got time to smash these bastards right now if you'll simply engage them like William did. We don't have time to play games, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a blueprint to bring these people down. They're criminals. Anytime you investigate them, you're going to find complete crime going on. Every time I go to the Capitol, I catch bribery or corruption and it becomes the news. I mean, it's just everywhere. This country is run by criminals. Now, there are a lot of good police and military and bureaucrats that live in and around it, and they're all sick of it. I knew that local government groups and corporations were trying to shut down Access TV in Austin, the birthplace of it. I walked into a board meeting and I said, I know you're stealing money, and they all freaked out and started begging. I just used a basic police tactic, and then I said, okay, now I know they're engaging in crime. So I started recording them. Then I gave it to the police, and the director is in Huntsville. I'm told he's just about to get out. But the point is, it went higher than him, but they wanted to stop it because it was tied in with local businesses in the city. Still, ladies and gentlemen, when I say they're almost completely criminal, they are. My God, ladies and gentlemen, if they'll steal $23.7 trillion in 10 months out in the open, they'll do anything. DynCorp openly runs child kidnapping rings and doesn't get in trouble. That's what I'm telling you. They're poisoning our water. I can't believe that this doesn't stop. The corruption just goes on because it's institutionalized. Okay, now I'm going to your calls. And I want to hear from police and military and folks. Lisa in New Jersey, go ahead.
Hi, Hi, Alex. Thanks for your 20-hour days. I appreciate what you're doing. I also want to bring something up. My children are on the state health insurance fund because we couldn't afford to buy health insurance. And I realized that they maintain the insurance company, you know, which has the state contract, maintains data on when they have their checkups. If they're late, if they don't have their checkups on time, which is when they get their shots, you get mailing about it. You might even get phone calls about it. I have gotten phone calls about it.
Yeah, the new system is, the new free health care is, you come get the cancer shots, you go get the poison shots, or CPS comes and takes your kids. It's already started in England.
So what's our answer? To try and fund your own health care?
That's their plan, is they're going to bankrupt the economy and the society where we're all forced onto their system. And then they can just have their way with us. That's what's so diabolical about this.
Okay,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you do. Try to eat healthy. Try to live outside the city. The illegal aliens get free health care and they don't get harassed. It's because we're compliant that this is happening to us.
Yeah, I just want to stay off the government database. I don't like them knowing, you know, whether or not they've been to the doctor or what they've done or what. If they even know, I have a chronic illness, and they already know what the preventive recommendations are. And if I didn't get my eye exam, if I didn't get my feet examined, they let me know. They write me a letter saying, "Gee, our records indicate that you didn't get your eyes checked this year." I want to get off that database somehow. And I guess
everybody's going on it. Everyone is going to be listed as a terrorist. It was 2,100,000 in January, 25,000 new names a month. It's since been secret, so it's probably up at 1.5 million or close to it right now. And no judge, no jury. You just go on it. If you have bad credit, you're going to go on the terror list. They're just creating secret lists, secret police, and just doing it. Ma'am, I wish it wasn't happening. It's a scientific dictatorship. They mean business. We've got Tommy in Virginia, DOD contractor. Welcome, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Great to talk
good,
to you
sir.
Again. All right. Yeah, I'm a former DOD contractor. Luckily, since I wasn't, enlisted in the military, I never had to get the flu shots, but though the company I work for did try to push them on us. When you had Wayne Mattson on, where's he? I'd like to hear some more from him. He supposedly went to the swine flu conference. And anyway, that's what got me looking into it. And I went down here and found the business continuity global pandemic planning at Visa. So I started looking into that. And I've emailed to Kurt just a few minutes ago some information. And I'm hoping you guys will find these reports. I found the microbiological threat to financial institutions and global economy, advanced pandemic planning for executives, and this is a huge report.
That's infrastructure protection, yes.
Yeah, right, but it was a meeting done with Charles Schwab, Chicago First, Citigroup, Fidelity, Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, Morgan Stanley, on and on and on, Visa, of course. Anyway, and the stuff in there is shocking. And then there's this Orlando stuff. I used to work for the city of Orlando, and my uncle was a he retired as a captain of the downtown Orlando Fire Department. And so anyway, I came across this Florida Hospital Association and American Red Cross influenza pandemic tabletop exercise, and it's where they went through scenarios peri-pandemic, pre-pandemic, and post-pandemic, and it's chock full of stuff that needs to get out there. It
checkpoints,
talks about
body bags, how to deal with all the dead bodies, how to lock down cities. Is that what you're reading in there?
It's deeper than that. They use the H5N1 as a model. It says large numbers of death. This is their scenario. Large numbers of death, overcrowding hospitals, morgues, and the even the funeral homes and casket supplies running low. Food is limited due to grocery stores delayed shipments because of truck drivers, sick. Stock exchanges have shifted to electronic trading after influenza outbreak occurred among traders on the floor, and prolonged school closings. This was done in Orlando, and they talk about the them bringing in cruise ships for either a quarantine or hospital use, and on and on and on. Like I said, I sent y'all an email where y'all can get this. If y'all can't find it, I'll send you the copy.
Tell you what, stay there. Let me talk to you during the break. We'll be right back.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will.
former DOD contractor, finishing up with him. Yeah, Tommy, we get so many emails. Try to send it again to Hartman@Infowars.com, and we'll just get those particular government reports up on PrisonPlanet.com. The big piece Paul Watson's doing right now, we're forwarding all that to him. Anything else you want to add about these documents? Separately, I have the flu pandemic level 6 plan by the World Health Organization, and it says mass quarantines, forced inoculations, if they choose. So they've already have that power implemented, I believe illegally and unconstitutionally. Then, of course, I got this months ago, Division of Cemeteries, State of New York, Department of State, preparing for mass graves, hundreds of thousands per graveyard. Do they have room to bury people for the flu pandemic? So you put all this together, it is not a pretty picture.
No, it's scary, and we got to just keep the focus on it and get people out there spreading the word and doing their own research so they know beyond a doubt that it's real, and let's get this nipped in the bud. I'm very scared for everybody, including my daughters and myself. And how far is this thing going to go if we don't stand up and speak up against it?
Absolutely, so, this is a test.
I'm going to reach out to my uncle. Like I said, he was a captain of the downtown Orlando Fire Department for like 30 years, and he was sent to 9/11 after that to help out there. I'm going to talk to him on that too and see what he knows. And I'm reaching out to all the celebrities that I know and have worked for or with. It's great that Charlie Sheen's done what he's doing. It's helped me get through to people that I couldn't before. We need more people like
him. I hear you.
To help.
Tommy, good to hear from you. Lisa in New Jersey. Lisa, you're on the air. Already went to Lisa. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was in a major pharmacy chain yesterday. I don't know if I can say the name or not.
Go ahead.
It was Walgreens. And inside this chain, there was a Take Care clinic. Now, I'm getting a prescription filled, and at this Take Care clinic, they are giving out flu shots. I didn't go up to the lady. I didn't say anything. She comes to me saying, you need to get a flu shot. If you don't get a flu shot, on and on and on and on. So I went along with it, and I said, well, what is in the flu shot? And she said, just the normal stuff. I said, let me see the little insert in the box. And I highlighted for her the formaldehyde, the squalene, all the bad stuff in there. I said, are you telling people that they're injecting themselves with these toxic poisons? And she said, well, they're inactive ingredients. I said, yes, but they are still ingredients. Furthermore, when you get the flu shot, you have to put your name, your address, all your information into a database. I said, where does this information go?
No, that's it. They are preparing, Massachusetts admits and the feds admit, that they are creating a database for forced inoculation. So even if they don't go to full martial law with this, they are testing the infrastructure for national databases of who and hasn't had the shot.
Well, I'm an EMS worker, and my fiance is a registered nurse. And I said, I've read the warnings that are on it, and I said, well, there's nothing on here about autoimmune, problems. There's nothing on here about nervous disorders. The most it says on the warning paper that they give you is that you might feel sick for a couple of days, and at the most, an adverse reaction, you might have to be hospitalized for 48 hours until they can get some kind of, antigen or something. I said, that's a complete lie. That's a complete falsity. And
well, it also has thimerosal in it.
Well, the mercury, exactly. I said, what is, and they said there's another shot that doesn't have those in it. And I said, let me see that paper. And I highlighted all the negative stuff to her. Now, there's about five people around me, and the pharmacy's right across the way. I see the lady at the pharmacy go to the phone, right? She gets on the phone. She's, looking at me, talking on the phone. 5 minutes later, there's a cop there, saying, are you disturbing the peace? Are you have to leave. And I said, I didn't do anything. This lady came
up to me. But see, they've all been brainwashed. If you even ask questions, you're a terrorist. or a terrorist sympathizer. I have the FBI training video just asking any questions. Being an American, you're evil. So how did this end with the cop?
Well, I said, fine, I'll be prepared to leave. I'll just go. But I had those little glasses with the camera in it, and I have it all on tape.
You need to upload that to YouTube immediately and send it to us. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in the process of that right now, actually.
Send it to Hartman as soon as you do. We'll link it. Good job.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another.
I was just talking to Charlie Sheen. Big developments on that front, but I'm not at liberty to talk about it yet. Oh, we got the flu hysteria going on. Open preparations for martial law, forced inoculations. Separately, Jaron Neihardt was saying that, yes, he's seeing Walgreens ads on TV. Jaron, pop in on the mic. Confirming how they're pushing the flu shot. We were at Walgreens the other day, and they had a sign up taking Homeland Security Amber Alert feeds about some missing Alzheimer's patient. And so private businesses, big government billboards are flashing messages to people. Then coming up, we're going to go to Alan in Texas, a medical worker. Bill, New Hampshire, DOD worker. Dan, Colorado, wife is active duty. I'm asking for intel because coming up in the next hour when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, we have police officers in Texas. We have military people going on video saying, yes, they're getting ready to set up checkpoints. We're training for it now. And that's in the Level 6 pandemic training manuals. That's confirmed that they're preparing for that. But the new information is they're saying they're going to do it. That's the issue. So this is already confirmed. We're just double, triple, quadruple confirming and getting more intel. So we're going to go to Alan, Bill, Dan, Ronnie, Brian, and others, 1-800-259-9231. We're only taking calls from people that have direct intel, medical workers or husbands or wives of medical workers, military people, police officers, law enforcement people who are being told they've got to take the shots. That's now in the news. Again, Obama says that you don't have to take it, but they're trying to make the police and medical workers take it. That's confirmed. And then I've got all this other intel I'm going to break down in the next hour, but I wanted to bring Jaron in here briefly. Jaron, what are you seeing with the Walgreens ads?
Actually heard on the radio for the past couple of weeks they've had ads saying that their pharmacists are rigorously trained to provide flu vaccinations and you need to come in and get one.
But I've also read what that caller said confirming they put you in a database. And so that's part of the forced inoculation later to see who's had the shot and who hasn't.
Wow.
I mean, so they're definitely beta testing forced inoculations for the future, and they may drop the hammer now because look at how everything's coming to a head right now.
Hey, also, I wanted to tell you while I'm on the air, programming note, Wayne Madsen at 1 o'clock.
Wayne Madsen at 1 o'clock on the flu.
Yeah.
Good job. Thank you, Jaron. Anything else? Jaron, what do you think's going on here?
Man, it's mind-boggling what's going on. It's just an untested vaccine. Actually, I talked to my sister who has little twins. 5 months old. I was asking her about the flu, and she actually, I voiced my concerns with it, the flu shot, the flu vaccination, and she said, well, yeah, but all those bad ones, our pediatrician told us all those bad ones have been thrown out. They've got new ones now.
Because people know about vaccines being recalled, deaths, all the so they always say, oh, we've got a new one. It doesn't have thimerosal. And you say, let me see the insert. Oh, well, it's in there, but it's good. And squalene's good for you.
Yeah, but we've had news for a couple of months that it's untested. It's unapproved. So if it's unapproved, untested, why are they throwing out the whatever million vials that they bought to get new ones? It just doesn't make any sense. So,
well, we're going to get to the bottom of it. Thank you, Jaron Neihardt. Okay, we're going to go to Alan, Bill, Dan, Ronnie, Brian, and others with breaking intel on what's happening, and we're going to shift into a war room mode at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. With a flu section that we've already had posted. We're going to put it back on the main page and start updating it with the latest intel because now it's begun. But I wanted to go to a sponsor for the next 5-6 minutes who makes this show possible and who I really believe in. And it's Ecola Blue, the atmospheric water generator. Talk about preparedness. You can get a solar panel for it. They've got the little adapter for the power system it uses. Ecola Blue has that available. They have links to the type of solar panels that are good for running it. I know Jesse Ventura's got an Ecola Blue now that he's going to use when he's down in Mexico. With all of this preparedness going on, now is the time to get off the grid or at least get somewhat self-sufficient before they do completely drop the hammer. Now, we're not saying that's going to happen. We're saying they're lined up and preparing and may do it. And congressmen are saying that. But I really do believe in the Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator. It cuts out the drugs that are in the tap water, the chemicals in the water table, pesticides. The chemicals they add to the water, fluoride, chlorine, a bunch of other chemicals, viruses, bacteria, dead pathogens, dead bacteria, lead pipes, fixtures, new and old, new brass, can have to 8% lead. It just goes on. Protection against shortages, bio attacks, outbreaks. It's good to have your own water supply. And it goes through the filter, the UV. The filter adds minerals you need back in the water. It has excellent neutral pH. Hot and cold water comes out of it, and it just goes on and on. They have a special offer today, 20% off on the Ecola Blue 28, Thursday, September 17th through Monday, September 21st. Coupon code Alex Jones, no spaces or lowercase. It is no spaces, lowercase. Type Alex Jones in at EcolaBlue.com to get 20% off or call toll-free 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. Going to Lisa Pelton, Regional Sales Director for Ecola Blue. Haven't had her on before. It's great to talk to you, Lisa.
Hey, Alex. How are you today?
It is awesome to have you here with us. In a nutshell, tell us about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator.
Well, you know, the Ecola Blue 28 will produce up to 7 gallons of pure water per day. And it is a fundamental necessity that we have good, clean, pure water, because we can't, for ourselves and our family, count on anybody else to provide it.
Absolutely. And explain to people. Some people go, water out of the air? It looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top.
Well, it does. But what it does is it pulls out the humidity out of the air. It filters it, sends it through a multi-stage filtration process, and then it provides either cold or hot water for your use. But it also remineralizes it. So, you know, you're good to go. You don't have to worry about fluoride, chlorine, chloramine. You don't have to worry about pesticides. It's just one less thing that we have to worry about in battling the troubles we're seeing today.
Well, I know I've got an Ecola Blue at my house and in my office, and I know people just give us rave reviews that get them. There's just so much stuff in the tap water. Even if you try to filter it, it only reduces it. This is out of the air. The cleanest source out there, neutral pH, the best tasting water you've ever had, and it's stored in a stainless steel tank and has a UV antifungal antibacterial light on top of it. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043. For the next 3.5-4 days or until next Monday, you're running a 20% off right now.
That's right, Alex. Anybody who calls in or checks the website, if you give them the coupon Alex Jones, you're going to get 20% off.
Well, that's just awesome. Again, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or EcolaBlue.com. People can call throughout the week, for the weekend, and until next Monday in the afternoon. You can call and get your Ecola Blue and get 20% off on an already really good price. Incredible units. Find out more at EcolaBlue.com, E-C-O-L-O, Blue.com. Anything else that needs to be added, Lisa?
Well, you know, we just have to be very conscientious about what we're taking now that we have the eugenic czar in there. And so with the Ecola Blue, that gives you the foundation for you and your family to not have to worry about the most important thing you put in your body, and that's water.
Absolutely. They put all those chemicals and toxins in there and laugh about it, knowing the average person gullibly is just guzzling it. The best system out there is the Ecola Blue. Thank you so much for joining us, Lisa.
Thanks, Alex. Have a great day.
You bet. Thank you. Lisa Pelton, Regional Director of Sales for EcolaBlue.com. And again, if you missed that number, it's toll-free, 800-691-6043 or EcolaBlue.com. Okay, getting back into the flu. Alan in Texas, medical worker. What's your intel on what's really happening? Is it true, or have you heard they're getting ready for forced quarantines, lockdowns, checkpoints, bracelets, proving you've had the shot? If you remove the bracelet or don't take the shot, they put you on a bus and take you to a FEMA camp.
I have not heard any of that stuff, Alex. I do work with vaccination programs at the county level. And if I had any kind of secret info to share with you, it would be that I've been told by a number of people that they don't even expect to receive delivery of this vaccine in time for it to do, you know, in my opinion, any good. I think in your opinion, you would say that it's, you know, poisoning people and stuff. I don't think they have the capacity to produce it. I don't think we're going to be able to take delivery of it. I think the bulk of this flu season will have come and gone by the time we have the H1N1 vaccine.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Well, I do just want to say, Alex, I listened to your show since you were on that FM station in Austin in the late 90s. And I agree wholeheartedly with so much you do and your take on the command and control government that's going on. But I just, this stuff about the vaccinations, Alex, I'm not on board with it. And
sir, did you hear me 3 years ago talk about Gardasil killing people in the trials?
I've been involved in Gardasil vaccination, and until that stuff was politicized by Governor Goodhair wanting to give that company millions of dollars, you have a trial system to identify problems with vaccines and things, and there are side effects to vaccinations. You know, I bet you're going to have about one per million that get any vaccination probably do have dire physical effect from it. I would not dispute that for a minute. But
well, what about Guillain-Barré? I mean, the CDC's own documents saying they're worried about neurological problems.
I believe that what they were trying to do with those documents is that it is a rare disorder, and again, I don't think that this is going to happen. I think that they were concerned there was going to be so much more of an uptick in these flu vaccinations because of the concern, and frankly, and I'm with you, the hype about this H1N1, that you were going to have so many more vaccinations in a normal year, and you would have so much more of a chance of this Guillain-Barré, which is a very treatable disease, but it's a rare disease, and it mimics the symptoms of things that doctors don't typically worry about. I think there was an effort to communicate out to first responders and to people in the medical community of what the symptoms of that was so that they could avoid deaths and you know, crippling. I mean, people basically become paralyzed for the rest of their lives. Even
well, you know why they stopped giving the smallpox shot? It was causing some type, according to medical doctors we've had on, and the Defense Department's own documents is why they quit. It was causing some type of autoimmune inflammation in the heart valves, and people were having heart attacks.
Yeah, I know nothing of this. I don't know anything about the smallpox vaccine.
Okay, well, listen, Alan, I understand that you disagree with some of it, disagree with other points. I don't know what's going on. All I know is that they're preparing mass graves and quarantines and checkpoints, and I have that confirmed mainstream news. Now, will they implement that? I pray to God not. I got three children. I live right in the epicenter of this in the U.S., Texas. It's where it first popped up here. I'm not pleased. I want to try to turn this around. But we've got some video and audio clips coming up that fit into all the other intel I have that will curl your hair. Bill in New Hampshire, DOD worker, you're on the air, Bill. Thanks for calling.
What's happening?
Worldwide transmission. What's your info, sir?
Sir, I am a DOD worker, and my boss, we come around with safety grams every week or so, and they were saying that they want to give us flu shots, or they're going to set us up to give us flu shots, and I'm sitting there listening to this going, I'm not falling for this. I'm not going for that. And they're like, well, I was like, well, you don't have to take it if you don't want, but I'm like, well, I'm not going to take it. And another point where they're setting up for the police state is all the security around where I work are all in digital urban camo uniforms now. All the police that are on the yard, everybody, they're all carrying M16s, and they're all in digital camo. They're not in police uniforms anymore. And I'm like, what the hell is this about?
Are you saying DOD police are in the gray uniforms, or are you saying regular police?
The regular yard police that they have that patrol the yard are in the urban digital camo.
Yeah, see, first they put everybody in the same black top to unify the commands, and then now they have the police starting to dress like that. And we've confirmed they've got Army and Marine Corps checkpoints all over the country acclimating the state police to accept this. I hope this is just more acclimation. I hope they're not getting ready to drop the hammer.
It's scary at work. It's like, what is going on? In the last few months, it's like, what is going on around in this place? And I got brought in because I wore an Comrade Obama shirt to work one day, and security friggin' freaked out. They absolutely lost their mind. They brought me into a room and said, what are you doing? I'm like, what? You can't wear a shirt like that. That's a government installation. I go, it's my freedom of speech. I can wear what I want. And they detained me for an hour, and they asked me questions, and it was just insanity.
Okay, very interesting, sir. Stay in contact with us. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Colorado, whose wife is active duty. Sir, what's your info?
Well, my wife hasn't been told that she has to take it yet, but we do know from the meeting where the CDC meeting in Denver a few weeks ago, where the Pentagon representative actually stated, you know, that all military will have to take it. So it's not, it doesn't matter what state you're in. It's if you're DOD, you're going to take it. And so I told my wife that, and she's got a doctor who's going to write in her chart that she actually has an allergic reaction to the flu. But, you know, Alex, I was curious as to your relationship with Jane Burgermeister, because I've done a lot of research on this, and it seems to be very credible. And for the, like, the last gentleman who just called in, I mean, if you were to expose him to some of the research that she's done, what's going on in Austria and Ireland and England.
Sure.
You know,
and just to be clear, before, and she's a fine lady, before she went public, we were covering back in January and February and March the bird flu. That was in Bloomberg. That was in the London Telegraph. It was in the news that the bird flu vaccine, that live weaponized bird flu was mixed with some of the vaccine material at in 14 different countries, and the Czech Republic found it. So we have reported that. I have worked getting her on the show. One day, some stuff came up. We got our time zones messed up. I didn't have her on. Then that was kind of taken not in a positive way, so I just backed off. Because, you know, when I'm setting guests up and I mean, I'm just going to leave it at that. So her info's fine. We're glad she's over there doing what she's doing. She looks very credible and nice in the YouTube video. And but we can sit here and cover the flu ourselves, and I wish her all the luck with what she's doing.
Okay,
appreciate your call. All right, we're going to go to break and come back. People keep emailing me saying, why don't you talk about the bird flu? We were the big show here in the U.S. that really pushed that out in the open, got it on Coast to Coast AM. We've been covering the whole bird flu situation over there before anybody else really was. So, yes, we know all about that. We did dozens and dozens of programs on it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless, and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are live. Then back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. 8 after, we got Wayne Madsen up on Capitol Hill. He's been snooping around at the press club and trying to get into flu conferences to find out what the game plan really is. He's going to be coming on the show. I got a bunch of video and audio clips when we go live next hour at PrisonPlanet.tv at 8 after of military people, police officers saying, yes, they're going to have checkpoints, bracelets. That's in the Level 6 plan. So they're clearly training some police and military and the MPs to get ready for this. But is that just training or are they really going to do it? Well, they're going to do it if they can get away with it. But the bigger issue is they're using the flu as a cover story for all their other political actions. Bob in San Diego, a medical worker. Bob, they're telling medical workers in New York and New Jersey they're going to be forced to take the shot. Are they telling you that in California?
I can't really say much here, but what I'm going to say is I work for a large hospital in San Diego in the corporate capacity. There's no interface between myself and anyone who's sick. I mean, what the deal is basically we got a notice this morning saying that if we don't take the shot, what happens is we have to go to a special class that'll show us how to wear these respirators, and we have to wear them daily to work. So, you know, not good.
So you have to wear respirators for a flu that's a light flu. It's just all part of fear-mongering, creating this hypochondriac society. But don't worry, Homeland Security will save us.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're preaching to the choir here. I mean, I'm not taking it. You know, if I have to wear a mask, I have to wear a mask. I just, you know, I don't see it being a good thing.
What are the other medical workers saying?
There's a few of us, you know, that are, you know, pretty outspoken about it at this point. But, I mean, I just kind of wanted to say, I mean, it's UCSD Medical Center in San Diego. If you guys want to call up, I mean, just, I think somebody needs to hassle these people because it's a big issue. If anyone wants to call the number, it's 619-543-6222. 619-543-6222.
Well, it's over 55% of nurses in New York said in a poll they're not going to take it. It's higher than that in England. I mean, what are your coworkers saying? They're just going to submit to whatever shots the government says? Or?
Oh, I'd say 95%. Yeah, I mean, 98%. I mean, there's a few of us that are talking about it. And I don't think.
I wonder why Americans are different. I wonder why the Brits say no, but we say yes. What happened to us?
It's been a long road, you know. I mean, it's just slowly incrementalism, like you always say. You know, that's how they're pulling us off. No one really even knows what's going on at this point. You know,
I think you're going to find it's more than 5% that are against it, because in New York, we're talking over half are saying they're not going to take it, or who knows? There's some type of special spell they got over people in California. It's like another planet, but my God, what are your other coworkers saying that don't like it?
Well, they're pretty much hip to the whole program. I mean, if you learn about one thing, you know, everything else sort of falls into place. I mean, it's other people who listen to your show.
Well, God bless you. Anything else you want to add, Bob?
Well, they're making the alternative. I just want to point out the alternative is that you have to wear a mask to work every day, and it's going to be, that's no fun, you know. And there's a special class that you have to go to how to use the mask and everything. I mean, it's...
Yeah, next they'll try to make you wear yellow stars. It's all part of the medical dictatorship, just like Nazi Germany.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.